November 17, the great multitude of the redeemed. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Revelation 7:9. All classes, all nations and kindreds and people and tongues will stand before the throne of God and the Lamb with their spotless robes and jeweled crowns. Said the angel, these are they that have come up through great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white, while the lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, the self-indulgent and disobedient, have lost both worlds. They have neither the things of this life nor the immortal life. That triumphant throng with songs of victory and with crowns and harps have trodden in the fiery furnace of earthly affliction when it was heated and intensely hot. From destitution, from hunger and torture, they come, from deep self-denial and bitter disappointments. Look upon them now as conquerors, no longer poor, no longer in sorrow and affliction, and hated of all men for Christ's sake. Behold their heavenly garments, white and shining, richer than any kingly robe. Look by faith upon their jewel crowns. Never did such a diadem deck the brow of any earthly monarch. Listen to their voices as they sing loud hosannas and as they wave the palm branches of victory. Rich music fills heaven as their voices sing forth these words, "Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain and rose again forevermore. Salvation unto our God which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb." And the angelic host, angels and archangels, covering cherub and glorious seraph, echo back the refrain of that joyous triumphant song, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever." Revelation 7:12. Oh, in that day it will be discovered that the righteous were the wise ones, while the sinful and disobedient were fools. Shame and everlasting contempt is their portion. Those who have been co-laborers with Christ will then be near the throne of God, girt with purity and garments of eternal righteousness.